Well, back home again. I'm in the garden. It's about 10 to 1 in the afternoon. And we've been home for, nearly 2 hours now. That wonderful weather forecast that we got, that said it was to be dry, but windy, up till, you know, around about 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, where a heavy band of rain was coming in. Was totally wrong, and we spent most of the time, after having put all the stuff out on the tables, etc., holding down plastic covers on top of the tables to keep the rain off. And it was just more time holding covers on than actually having covers off and being able to sell the wares. It was cold, it was wet, it was windy, it was just blooming miserable. So the skies showed no signs of brightening up whatsoever coming from the west. So we decided to bail and leave those hardy few behind that decided to hang on in there. Good luck to them. It's only really just, the skies have only just really brightened up in the past half an hour. And blue skies and massive big white clouds flying across at 100 mile an hour. And yet this is the time when that massive band of rain was supposed to come along. So someone got their forecast well wrong. In fact, everyone we talked to this morning, seller or buyer, all said the same thing. It's not supposed to rain. It's true. People were even saying, look, I've got an app on my phone and it's telling me now it's not supposed to rain. Yeah, but it is raining. Well, I know it's raining, but the app says it's not supposed to rain. So that's the kind of conversations we had this morning. And people say, it's no real. It's scunnery. And it's true. We were scunnered. So anyway, came back, got the car emptied, had a cup of tea, put stuff in the attic again. Mary has went down for an hour's sleep to try and catch up. And then we'll have her tea when she gets up. She'll be up just shortly. So I've been, perfectly honest, I've been sitting in my cosy study with my fleece on, keeping me snug, and listening to some really beautiful classical music. I'm sharing with Paul O'Mahony at O'Mahony Blog and Mark O'Mahony, and possibly, if he's listening in, Bernie Goldback at Top Gold. On Twitterland, we've been tweeting, myself and Paul have been tweeting some versions of a beautiful aria by Puccini, Cigella da Manina. That's my pronunciation. Your tiny hand is frozen. And it's been very emotional for me. There's a story behind it, as I've alluded to Paul, and I might tell that story soon. But anyway, so I've been enjoying that bit of banter back and forwards across the seas to Ireland, and a song about that. So that's how the day's turned out. So I'm not sure what else we'll do today. Probably not an awful lot. I'm going to walk up the town later, so I'll get a chance to listen to audio booths and maybe record something while I'm out. Yeah, that's about it. Bye for now.